This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case in connection with an alleged paper leak in the conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, or NEET UG 2026. The agency has registered the case based on a written complaint received from the Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education. In a statement, the agency said that it has registered an FIR regarding the alleged irregularities and paper leak in the conduct of NEET UG exam for offences including criminal conspiracy, cheating, criminal breach of trust, theft and destruction of evidence and offences under the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. Earlier in the day, NTA announced to cancel NEET UG 2026 examination conducted on the 3rd of this month for admission to undergraduate medical education. Department of School Education and Literacy Secretary Sanjay Kumar has said that NCERT and CBSE have jointly introduced a new curriculum on computational thinking and artificial intelligence for students from classes 3 to 8. Speaking on the initiative, Mr. Kumar said the curriculum has already been rolled out. He further informed that NCERT is also developing artificial intelligence textbooks for classes 9, 10, 11 and 12. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that India is capable of strengthening itself against all obstacles, be they economic, technological or geopolitical. Speaking at the CII Annual Business Summit 2026 in New Delhi, he said that the world is facing crises every day due to fragmented geopolitical and business conditions, but India has consistently converted adversity into opportunity. Highlighting the Indian economic fundamentals as robust, Mr. Goyal stated that the country has never buckled under pressure and has always emerged stronger during challenging times. India will host the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting on the 14th and 15th of this month. The meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that during the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Talking about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to UAE, Mr. Jaiswal said that during the visit there will be talks on energy security. Mr. Jaiswal also gave information on Prime Minister's visits to Norway, Sweden, Italy and the Netherlands.
On the 14th and 15th of this month, the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting is being held, which we are chairing. The Prime Minister's first stop will be the United Arab Emirates. Apart from that, the other four countries to be visited are Norway, Sweden, Italy and Netherlands.
Chief Justice of India Surya Kant has announced to constitute a high-powered committee headed by Supreme Court Justice Arvind Kumar to prepare a blueprint for the modernization of courts across the country and secure a government allocation of 40 to 50,000 crore rupees for the purpose. The committee has been tasked with submitting its detailed findings and funding requirements to Sanjeev Sanyal, a member of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council, by the 31st of August this year. The Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, or I4C, today signed an MOU with Reserve Bank Innovation Hub to strengthen collaboration in combating cyber-enabled financial frauds and curtailing mule accounts across the banking and digital payments ecosystem. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is working tirelessly towards building a cyber-secure Bharat. However, he emphasized that mule accounts remain a major challenge in curbing cyber crimes. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heat wave conditions over Rajasthan for tomorrow. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Gujarat, Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans were 51 for 2 in 7.1 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Sunrisers Hyderabad won the toss and opted to bowl. And in badminton, India's top men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the second round of the Thailand Open at Nimbahera Stadium today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.